This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
My name is Paloma Beamer, and I'm Associate Dean for Community Engagement at the University of Arizona Zuckerman College of Public Health and Director of the Community Engagement Corps for the Southwest Environmental Health Sciences Center. And today I'm going to talk to you about PFAS. PFAS stands for per- and polyfluoroalkylated substances. This is a class of chemicals that are all man-made and don't exist in nature. There are now over 20,000 chemicals that have been identified, and they have been used and continue to be used by industrial production of all kinds of common household items, such as our nonstick pans, stain protection on our fabrics, fast food wrappers, other types of wrappers for food like foil, upholstery, carpets, and even our dental floss is coated in it. Anything that you don't want stuff to stick to. They were also widely used in military applications and as key component of firefighting foams. PFAS don't break down easily, which is why they're often called forever chemicals. They build up in the environment and in humans, often staying around for years. The more PFAS in an individual's blood, the higher the potential for unfavorable health effects. Exposure to PFAS has been linked to serious health concerns, including kidney and testicular cancers, liver damage, thyroid disease, high cholesterol, reduced effectiveness of vaccines, and low birth weight. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, nearly everyone in the U.S. has some amount of PFAS in their blood. People of all ages can be exposed to PFAS through contaminated water, food, and our consumer products. In addition to those common sources, infants may also be exposed to PFAS through breast milk. The Environment Protection Agency established drinking water regulations for 6 PFAS in 2024. Tucson Water has tested local groundwater supplies for PFAS since 2009 and are actively managing wells with PFAS levels that exceed regulations. They have removed 30 production wells from service and test the water annually and are removing PFAS from groundwater with the Tucson Airport Remediation Project. There are also home filters you can buy in case you're concerned. They need to be NSF-ANSI 53 certified, which should be clearly labeled on the filter if it meets those requirements. Also, make sure you properly maintain your filter and replace it as recommended. You should not rely on bottled water if you're concerned, since bottled water is often not tested for PFAS. And boiling water may concentrate PFAS. Also, breastfeeding is an important good thing for children and their health, and if you're concerned about your exposure to PFAS, you can discuss it with your doctor. But many of those health concerns are also reduced by breastfeeding children in early childhood. You can visit Southwest Environmental Health Sciences Center at swehsc.pharmacy.arizona.edu for more information about PFAS and links to find certified water filters. Next year, we'll be hosting the National PFAS Conference at the University of Arizona and will feature community members as well as scientists working for solutions together. My name is Paloma Beamer, and I am the Associate Dean for Community Engagement at the University of Arizona Zuckerman College of Public Health and Director of the Community Engagement Corps for the Southwest Environmental Health Sciences Center.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson. For more programming, go to kxei.org.